All right, official goalkeeper, what is the score for Factor Bullcrap as of now?
Chris Conley, 0 wins in 2014.
Who's your daddy?
We've played only 3 times. Tom has 2 wins and 1 tie.
Okay, let's see what we can do to right that wrong. Today's Factor Bullcrap, as always, comes in 2 parts. The first part is going to be about Justin Bieber. The second part will be miscellaneous trivia.
Potpourri, if you will.
It will be a potpourri. All right, here we go. Fact or bullcrap, the first half, Justin Bieber. Justin has never had a song reach number one on Billboard's Hot 100 list. Fact or bullcrap, Justin has never had a song reach number one on the Billboard's Hot 100 list.
That's so counterintuitive, it must be true, but I'm going to say that's bullcrap.
No, I think that's fact.
It is fact.
Ah.
The closest was Boyfriend, which peaked at number 2 in 2012. At that time, Fun's We Are Young managed to hang on to the top spot, but Justin is the youngest artist to ever have 5 number 1 albums in the U.S. Fact or bullcrap, Justin Bieber is 5'3".
Short little squinty thing? I think that's true. Fact.
I don't know. With his hair, he's got to be taller than that, right? I'll say that's bullcrap.
It's bullcrap.
Yes.
The police report last week said he's 5'9". Most sources say he, however, is 5'7". He must have been
wearing... The hair makes him 5'9".
Or his platform high-top, high-heeled sneakers. Justin has a 12-year-old half-sister named Justine. Fact or bullcrap?
Justine Bieber would kind of be an unfortunate
name. No, wouldn't it?
That can't be true.
I think this is bullcrap.
That's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He does have, however, 2 younger half-siblings, Jasmine Bieber and Jackson Bieber. Jasmine spelled J-A-Z-M-Y-N and Jackson J-A-X-O-N.
Oh, it's too cute for words.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to get that out of him.
Sounds like someone who works in the adult industry.
Justin's dad, fact or bullcrap, used to be an MMA fighter.
You're first, or my first.
That's not true. That's bullcrap.
I think it's true. I think it is. I'm going to say this is fact.
It is fact.
Yes!
And Justin is a big boxing fan. Well, he's a boxing fan. He's not big in anything. And friends, apparently, with Floyd Mayweather Jr. All right. The last of the Justin Bieber questions. Bieber's biggest mentor is Will Smith. Fact or bullcrap?
I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
He has a mentor. It's someone else. This is bullcrap.
It is fact. According to The Hollywood Reporter, they talk once a week. I'm assuming
he's got to give him better advice.
I'm assuming Will Smith is now saying, what the heck is wrong with you? Straighten up.
Tom King leads the Bieber knowledge section of this 3-2.
Well, congratulations, Tom.
No problem.
All right, here we go. We now move to the potpourri of nonsensical trivia. Now, we've all heard the saying that laughter is the best medicine, right?
Right.
All right. In 1989, however, a man named Ole Benson was watching the film A Fish Called Wanda, and laughed so much he died. Fact or bullcrap?
That was a funny movie.
A Fish Called Wanda was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Jamie Lee Curtis was not bad looking in it at all.
But I'm going to say that this is not true. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
Nope, this is fact.
The answer is, it is indeed true.
Ugh.
He was a Danish man. He went to the film. He went to the theater to watch it. While he was laughing, his heart rate went up to 500 beats a minute, and he had a full-on heart attack. All right, the toothpaste company Colgate found it easier to advertise their product in Spanish-speaking countries rather than English-speaking countries. Fact or bullcrap?
Fact.
Why?
Don't quit asking for more information, cheater.
Because Colgate in Spanish means like free money or something. All right, I'll say fact as well.
The answer is no, it is bullcrap. They actually found it much harder in Spanish-speaking countries. The reason for this is that the word Colgate in Spanish means go hang yourself.
That's great.
So that might be a little bit on the downside.
Sure.
Hey, try my product, go hang yourself. Hey, but you have nice, lovely teeth. All right. Here we go. Statement number three. One of the most famous paintings in the world is, of course, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. Mm. But Mona Lisa actually has no eyebrows or eyelashes. Fact or bullcrap?
But she has a very enigmatic smile.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that this is fact.
This is fact.
The answer is fact, yes. Some say that there are no eyebrows or eyelashes on the painting because it was fashionable at the time. However, Paris engineer Pascal Cotel spent about 300 hours researching the portrait with digital scans and says that Da Vinci actually included the eyebrows and eyelashes, but they may have eroded over time.
Are we sure it wasn't a secret code that Da Vinci was sending out to future scholars looking for something in particular?
Could be.
His model's husband was coming up the stairs. We had to finish the painting quickly.
And how do we know that the Mona Lisa doesn't just have a little bout of gas? That's what that smile is all about. It's like, will you hurry? All right.
We're tied 4-4.
All right, here we go. Fact or bullcrap? Some men can breastfeed. Fact or bullcrap? And please leave out the genetically or surgically modified versions. Some men can breastfeed. Fact or bullcrap?
There are billions of us. There are bound to be freaks of nature, gender, bent. This is fact.
I suppose that's true. I'll agree, fact.
You're going to go with fact?
Yeah.
Correctamundo, it is fact. An Australian director by the name of Peter Templeman put together a six-minute short film called Milkmen in 2003.
Oh, my goodness.
It explored the subject of men who can breastfeed and showed a man who eventually had success in breastfeeding his daughter and thereby was able to help his wife out. Okay, this
I'm
is the last.
I'm not losing fact or bullcrap on a male breastfeeding question.
This is the last segment.
We are tied.
This is the last question in 2006.
Should we write down our answers so we won't have a tie or people won't have to? All right, go ahead. You don't like ties.
I know I don't like ties, but in 2006, a team of three British men claimed to have come up with an answer to one of the most frequently asked head scratchers in the world. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? They claim that the chicken came first. Fact or bullcrap?
So we're answering the question of whether or not British men did this, not a question of what came first.
You're deciding on whether or not their research said the chicken came first. They say the chicken came first. Is that what the research said, fact or bullcrap?
I have no idea. Bullcrap.
Actually, I'm pretty certain that the egg would have come first. I'm on bullcrap also, which means we're going to end in a tie.
The answer is bullcrap.
Yeah.
The geneticist said that it had to be a situation where the egg came first so that the DNA was passed on to the chicken. Now, I can ask a tiebreaker if you want.
We'll probably tie again, but go ahead.
This is sudden death if it ends a tie. If a cockroach's head has been cut off, it can still survive for about a week. Fact or bullcrap? If a cockroach's head has been cut off, it can still survive for around a week. Fact or bullcrap?
That's fact.
You think it is, really?
Yeah.
A week without its head? it probably is, but I'm going to break the tie one way or the other. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
The answer is fact.
Come on!
A cockroach does not need its head in order to breathe, therefore it can fully survive without it for a while. The reason it eventually dies without its head is that it cannot eat, drink, and therefore dies of starvation.
Wouldn't it bleed to death?
Oh,
guy from Brooklyn's got the cockroach question, no problem.
Ba-da-boom, there it is. Congratulations, Chris. I helped you out a little bit. WSAU, we'll be right back.
The crazy world, man. Everything's going nuts. I had to go through security the other day, man, at the airport. You had to do that, little buddy? Huh? Everyone's uptight at the airport. I'm going through security. The guy looks at me. He says to me, he says, "Hey, buddy, are you an illegal alien?" I looked at him right in the eyes, and I said, that got me right through, man, I'll tell you that.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.